Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your
country. We are the last Americans. We are the last Americans. We are the last Americans.
Hell yeah, baby. Woo! Get ready to rip and roar.
Oh man.
Yeah.
I'm
what
tired.
Up, family?
I'm actually tired this morning. Or this not
Are
this
ya?
Morning, this evening.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's somebody's morning.
I mean, tired of all this shit. Bullshit.
Oh yeah. Get sick and tired of being sick and tired, damn it. Yeah. Well, I want to say hi to you, Chris. You just cracked a can of Coors Light. Mm. And I want to say hi to everybody in our Patreon chat. The beautiful beautifuls. We have Danielson. He just got back from the Sublime show.
That's true. I bet
you
that
guys,
was
we just had our Patreon call-in show on Friday. It was for
Zoom
awesome.
Party. Zoom party.
It was a Zoom party, but Danielson couldn't hear a damn thing. So
that's
he's
true.
Like, what the heck?
He was rocking out with Sublime.
Rocking out, dude. But yeah, Miss Cupcake, we got Whitney. I just saw that she filed her divorce paper, so congratulations, Whitney.
Yeah.
And yes, Ashley. What's up, Ashley? Yeah, as you guys trickle in, make sure to join the chat so that way we could see that you're here. You know?
Yeah, and once this is out for the public, if you guys aren't on Patreon yet and you want to be part of this group, go over there and sign up. For
do it.
$10 a month, you get the call-in shows, you get all the content available. Plus,
absolutely.
For the lower one, you get the Zoom parties and all the stuff that's early access and stuff like that. So.
Yeah, and I know like money's tight and all that shit, and inflation sucks.
Yeah.
And Joe Biden sucks. So you know, whatever you guys can give, it's all good. So, yeah. Speaking of, you know, Trump, Joe Biden, stuff that we haven't really talked about. We talked about it in our Zoom party, but like the Trump arrest, obviously, mm-hmm. That's all everybody's talking about. How much money that man muffer's making?
He's definitely
he's
getting
made
a
over
lot of
like $300 million, right?
Definitely getting a lot of donations. Yeah.
So since his
is it over $300 million now?
I think so, yeah. Since his like since the charges came out,
Jesus.
It's $300 million, bro. And I'm like, was this on purpose?
That's a lot.
You know what I mean? Like I'm starting to think like this was a money making thing.
Mm-mm,
where he's like, hey, judge, throw the book at me, bro. Cause,
well,
like,
you gotta think though, how much technically this whole court thing and all the lawsuits and all the bullshit that's going on with him. This has been his campaign.
Yeah.
So,
revenge, right?
So basically, like, everyone's donating to pay for his court campaigns.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You know, well, I don't know how much his court costs.
Oh, I'm sure between court and lawyer fees and all that shit, I'm sure he's got a hefty fucking bill on his plate.
Absolutely, dude. And I know that, like, he was the first president to like donate his check or something. I don't know if he was mm-hmm. the first, but he donated his money as president to like charities or something.
Yeah, he didn't,
I don't know if that's like verified.
Didn't actually get paid for what he was doing. Yeah.
Well, he did, but he just gave his money away. But like, he's definitely lost a shitload of money because of the smearing, right?
Yeah.
But then again, if you think about it, I feel like there's a nexus point where he's coming to a point where he's going to start making more money. You know what I mean? Like there's going to be a dip in the initial years because of the smear. But in the long run, if you look at this as like a long-term investment,
mm-hmm.
ROI, you know, like him being the underdog and constantly being smeared by the deep state, quote unquote, right?
Yeah.
people are like, dude, I want this guy to win. I will give as much money to him as possible. You had people like, I saw a Zero Hedge article, not from anybody from Zero Hedge, I don't think, but somebody was just writing an article about how I just donated $300,000 to Donald Trump. And here's why.
Well, he just showed up to UFC 302, right?
Yeah.
And he walks in like he normally does with his own entry music and all that stuff.
How's it going? Yes.
And over there. The crowd, and it was in New Jersey. The fight was in New Jersey.
They love me in New Jersey.
They were in an uproar. Like they were the
standing O.
Oh, yeah. The crowd was cheering so loud. And after the fight, the guy came over and shook Trump's hand and all that stuff. And then they were like, everyone's like, I'm donating to you, like all that stuff. So
there was that one guy who was like, you're going to end the war in Palestine. He's like,
he was a different UFC fighter. He wasn't fighting that night, but he was a different fighter. And he was Puerto Rican, I think.
I have no idea.
I don't know, but I guess like there was a lot of people saying, "Oh, he's getting the vote from that crowd now," because I guess that people follow that guy religiously.
Well, I just you know who wasn't cheering though? Aaron Rodgers. He just sat down the whole time, looked at him with his mustache, and said, "Not for me."
Looked at him with his mustache.
Yeah, his mustache goes.
I don't know. I mean, I did see the clip where. They were chanting FJB, fuck Joe Biden, and then he raises his arms like, and then
Aaron Rodgers did?
No, Trump did.
Oh, Trump, yeah.
And then everyone was saying, because Aaron Rodgers grabbed his hat and went down like this, and they were saying he was hiding his face because of it, but it looked more like to me he was just laughing.
Probably.
But
yes, there was that moment where, you know, that fighter said that he was going to end the war. And I'm just like, is Trump going to end all of these wars? And what if he doesn't? You know what I mean? Because that's a bold claim, dude. Like, I'm going to end this war. I'm going to end that war. You know what I mean?
Well, I think Trump is a good enough negotiator that he could probably end them temporarily.
You think so?
I mean, as long as if he can make a deal with all the people in play right now that are fighting, I think he could stop it temporarily. But I think there's such a long-stemmed vendetta there that I think it'll eventually start again.
Well, if he can stop it immediately, then it just tells me that the whole propaganda and the whole the cog behind the war machine is our Central Intelligence Agency. And because, like, to me, the CIA doesn't want Trump in, but maybe they do. I don't know. There's a couple avenues that I'm exploring, right? There's like, maybe Trump is like a fucking shill and he's like bought out by Israel. Let's just say maybe there's a couple countries out there that bought him out and maybe he's compromised. You know what I mean? This is a road, right? This is a road that I'm going down. Okay?
I would say if anyone was bought out, it would be more along the lines as the U.S. government as a whole, not necessarily an individual person.
Oh, yeah. I definitely agree about that. I think all politicians all the way up to the president are bought out.
Yeah, they're gonna approach whoever's the next president and be like, hey, we put in our fucking moolah here, and this is what has been agreed upon. So this is what needs to happen.
Yeah. Dude, I'm exploring a lot of different avenues because I don't want to believe that Trump is the Antichrist. Okay, I saw Ashley in the chat here because I did a whole Strange Sauna series about Trump being the Antichrist.
Oh, yeah.
And there's some compelling arguments, okay? It's all just, it's coincidental. You can look at it that way, but there is a lot of coincidental evidence that piles up on itself. But the majority of things, like what's not a conspiracy is Israel's involvement to Trump or with Trump and the constant backing of Trump. I mean, they're obsessed with Trump. They named like what was it, like the Golan Heights or something? They named it the Trump Heights.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah. There's like the coins that they've came out with. They have two Trump coins. One because he moved Jerusalem to the state capital or whatever. He's like now seeing Jerusalem as the state capital. He moved the embassy there.
Oh, weird.
And then the second one was for the Abraham Accords.
Oh, I think I did know that about the Trump coins, actually.
But, I mean, that's that's not like proof that they are obsessed with this guy. There's also footage of Tom Horn in an interview saying that he spoke to someone from Trump's, what is it, the religious council, mm-hmm. where they said Israel was paying for Trump to win the election in 2016 and got him elected.
Hmm.
And I was like, dango, son. That's interesting.
How do they prove that, though?
I have no idea. See, that's the thing. It's like, you have to prove this.
Yeah, you can say like, you can say whatever you want, but until you... Like, you have to provide something that backs that up. You can't just say, oh, Israel got him elected, for sure.
For sure, for sure. But, like, you look at the insurmountable evidence of, like, Israel loves Trump. Mm-hmm. I mean, they gave him, like, the Torah crown. They gave him this, I don't know if Torah crown's the correct... Anyway, they keep on giving him these gifts that say, like, he is the prince to come. Like, it basically, the vernacular is that he is their savior.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And he will help rebuild their third temple. And that's what Tom Horn said, is that Trump got elected by Israel. Now, this is just Tom Horn, everybody. This is not me. You know, like, I think this might be bunk out there. You know, I haven't seen any proof for this. But he said that Israel helped Trump get elected in 2016. That's how he won. Mm. Because everybody's like, how the hell did Trump win? Well, he was saying Israel helped to win.
Well, but he was also, like, took advantage of the Electoral College, too.
Well, yeah, you can look at so many different ways of like why Trump won. I mean, Hillary Clinton had a poor campaign, dude. Like, she didn't go to where she should have gone. You know what I mean? Like, she was like, ah, that's a shoo-in. We'll just, you know, take care of it, you know, the mm-hmm. old-fashioned way. But the motive was that Trump had to help push the building of the third temple in order to succeed in 2020, and he didn't do that. And that's why he lost. And I'm like, I don't know. Because they still put him on that freaking coin with the third temple on it. You know? And there's COVID. So it's like there's a bunch of shit in his way.
There's a lot of different things going on. I wouldn't say not just because he didn't help them build a temple is why he didn't win.
Yeah. Yeah. Banielson says, who the fuck is Tom Horn? Tom Horn is like... So that's another thing too, dude. Is you can... take it for what it is. Tom Horn, he's on this like biblical prophecy, like something watch, like Bible watch or something. Mm. So it's like one of those shows.
Oh, okay.
So it's obviously like right off the bat.
Yeah, skeptical. Obviously he's going to try to tie everything into what he is.
Yeah.
He's kind of about.
Yeah, but he does a really good job of it. And he's now dead because I think he died of some disease. But he does... provide evidence for everything that he says. And so like the fact that he didn't say or he didn't write anything down or have like this conversation recorded was weird. He was just like talking like off of his head because he usually would provide evidence of everything that he says. But nonetheless, what if Trump is like playing this whole fucking game? And like, what if he is being a shield for Israel? And what if he just stabs him in the back, dude? And he just pulls a 180. I'm not saying this is going to happen. But what if he just goes, hey, I see who's pulling the strings around here, and I'm going to pretend to be on your good side, but then in the last moment when you last expect it, I'm going to fucking pull the rug from underneath you.
On Israel, you mean?
Or on anybody. I'm not just blaming it on Israel. It could be, like, whoever the deep state is, right? Like, all of these, the war machine, the people who have been in Congress for ages, the one who are profiting off war.
Well, defense contractor. I don't know if he's playing into them because he's been saying this whole time that he's going to end the wars, and they don't want that.
That's true. Exactly. Right?
So, I mean, if he's on the opposite end of what makes them the money, then they're not going to want him around at all.
For sure.
So I don't see him playing into them and then pulling the rug out later because that, as far as right now, that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, it's one of those things where you talk out of one side of your mouth, but then you do something with the other side of your mouth. Obama said that he wanted to end wars too, but then he never did. He actually started some.
Yeah.
So, I mean, Trump never ended wars. He never started wars. But
did kind of end wars. Like, there was the whole peace in the Middle East thing. He was, like, making a peace treaty with all the countries over there.
Yeah, it was a temporary.
He was only in office for 4 years, so... For a short period of time there wasn't actually any major conflict going on. Mm-hmm. Like, he had, not that he personally had, like, direct effect of that, but he definitely had an influence, probably.
Yeah. Yeah, no, and then there's this quote in the Bible, and not to get all, like, prophecy watch on your ass, but, like, one of these guys that I follow who kind of talks about this Trump could be the Antichrist thing, his name's Donnie Darkin.
Mm-hmm.
And he was saying, like...
Is that a play? Is that a play off Donnie Darko? Is there, or is that his real name?
It might be. It might be. I don't know. But he always brings up this one quote, and I heard it on the Tim Pool episode when they were on there, where they said, like, through peace and safety, you know, like, when you think that all is good through peace and safety, because the Antichrist will come and offer peace and safety for a brief period of time.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, you will not be able to escape, and it'll be like the pains of a pregnant woman giving birth to a child or something. Like, the whole world will experience this massive pain. And I'm like, so, like, are we never going to reach, like, safety and peace?
Yeah.
Is it just off the table at this point?
Yeah, that would have to assume that you would believe that there, it's just, it's absolutely impossible for the human race to be non-conflictive with itself.
Well, it's just saying the Bible has to be true, and that's definitely not the case. Like, the Bible could be wrong, right?
Well, the Bible was written by man, so yeah, it could be wrong.
A lot of interpretations, but many would disagree with you, Chris.
I've said that multiple times, where there are so many different interpretations, which mm-hmm. one is actually true?
Oh,
and
yeah.
How do you?
That's why I'm.
And the first one that was written wasn't written by God or Jesus himself. It was written by some other fucking dude.
Yeah.
So how do you know what he says is true? He's just writing down what he wants.
And was he high on some drug? I don't know.
Maybe. There's some
you know
weird
what I mean?
Shit
like
in there.
Joe Rogan's talking about the burning bush. You know, Moses saw he was high on shit, you know?
I think a lot of people were, like, did use different kind of shit like that back in the day a lot.
Maybe. I have no idea. But it wouldn't surprise me if, like, it accidentally caught on fire. It's like, oh, my, yeah.
Well, so... I mean, that's why you look at, like, ancient fucking hieroglyphics and shit like that, and they got mushrooms and stuff everywhere because they fucking got that shit, and they fucking, that's how they saw things and built what they built off of that.
I'm going to look up this this clip. Yes, dude. It reminds me of this clip. And I just bookmarked it, where you have this guy. This is like a BBC episode. We might get a copyright for this. So I don't know if you want to play it or not, but we can always edit it out. This reminded me of Moses back in the day, because, like, this guy went over to a foreign country or somewhere where they're burning heroin. This
oh, yeah.
Pile of
and
heroin.
And everyone's high.
Burning. Well, they're burning it behind him, and he's standing, like, literally right next to him. He's like, as you can see, they're burning the pile of evidence behind me.
Oh, and he starts losing his shit?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Well, yeah, we have to watch this for a second.
This is Moses, everybody.
Okay, here we go.
Here he goes.
2.5 tons of heroin, opium, hashish, and other narcotics.
Oh, he's feeling it.
Oh, shit.
Look at him!
Oh, it's clear that the camera guy's feeling it, too.
Oh, yeah. Camera guy's like, I gotta stop recording you.
Burning behind
me. Oh, you can't even talk, dude.
quick. Wait, we just need one more.
Okay. It's so funny how he's just like... Quick, we gotta do it one more before I lose my shit completely.
Yes, dude.
He just is burning behind me. Oh, Dave's here, everybody.
What's up, dudes? This is a great video.
What's up, Dave?
It's a classic.
The guy burning the heroin
bush?
Oh,
my God, dude. It's classic.
I was comparing that guy to Moses. That's how Moses wrote his biblical experience back in the day. Yeah.
Probably.
It's even funnier when you say, I compare this guy to Moses.
It's like, did he really walk on water, or was he just high, dude? He thought he did. You know what I mean?
Well, like, that's what I was saying. Like, the people that actually wrote this shit down wasn't the people that did it. So were the people that wrote it down high on all kinds of shit.
Mm. Well, dude, I would love to see an old-ass Bible. Like untouched
OG.
By man. Yeah. Well, I guess it would be touched by man. But like
the first edition?
Ripped pages. Yes.
Yeah.
First edition Bible. That'd be pretty sick, dude.
Yeah, and then we could just, like, take a picture of it and have our AI people fucking...
Yeah, man.
dude.
What if it was just like
transcripted out? And
what if it was like 10,000 pages and like somebody eventually was like, man, fuck that shit. We need to cut that down.
It's too long.
Yeah, it's too many of God's words.
You got to think that even back then, like, it wasn't written in English. It was written in fucking Hebrew Latin or Hebrew or whatever. Mm. So the people that transcribed that into a language that the Western world can understand had to have gotten shit wrong.
Well, dude, in the Lost Sea Scrolls, like the Book of Enoch, those were purposefully taken out. Like the Vatican admits that those books were removed, right?
Yeah.
And didn't they?
I believe so.
Am I speaking out my ass?
No, I'm pretty sure you're right on that. Pretty sure you're right.
No, they definitely purposely had stuff removed.
Yeah. Oh, you got the Island Boys t-shirt on.
Oh, yeah, man. It's fucking drenched in sweat, dude. I'm fucking...
It's hot today. It was warm today.
I stink, bro. I stink bad.
I stink.
I was a long day. Our pool fucking got real nasty because of the storms, and I was just like, I'm not fucking with this thing until the storms are over.
Yeah.
Because what's the point? Is there just branches falling and shit?
It's debris.
And I go out there today, and it's fucking... and there's fucking all kinds of leaves and fucking sticks and branches in the pool.
Got some cicadas.
And I'm fucking cleaning that shit, cicadas and bugs and shit in there. Yep. I'm cleaning it out and all the walls are green and I'm just like, fucking.
Dude, are you guys having like a big cicada outbreak right now?
It's a normal cicada break so far.
Yeah, so far.
Normal. You know what I'm saying? Detroit, though.
Was it the cicadas that are, they have like the two breeds that are three popping breeds. Up at the same time? Three of them?
Yeah, there's three different like, from what Dave told me, there's three different, like, generations of cicada that are all, like, coming together at the same time.
Well, my wife explained it to me.
Oh.
She works for a pest control company.
That's true.
She said that there's, because there's, like, three different types, and, like, they hatch on, like, a two-year, seven-year, ten-year, whatever it is, right? Like, three, they all hatch every 2 years, one hatches every 7 years, one hatches every, and they all aligned on this one. So they're all hatching at the same time. So
they're all sitting back going, fuck yeah,
boy. I have video of, was it Chicago? Where was that?
I think it was Chicago.
I think it was Chicago. It's fucking bananas, bro. Like, how many fucking cicadas?
You have it on here, right?
I do. I do. Yeah. There's like one of the, construction workers and they're just fucking covered in fucking cicadas.
Oh, right here.
Do that one. But do that one. And then show them the one. Oh, turn the music off. We don't need that bullshit.
Here, look at this.
Biblical plagues and shit, dude.
So this is like these guys. Gross. I don't know if you guys see this here, but he's covered in them.
Just flying around, dude.
Now look at this dude. Look at the dude that's trying to work over here. He's just like, fucking bullshit. That shit's like crawling in his butthole, man.
They're so fucking gross, dude.
Do the other video, though.
They're like little aliens.
Do the other video, because that one's the two over to the right.
This one?
Yeah.
Oh,
this is the actual...
Oh!
Yeah.
Bro. Oh my God, they're covered everywhere, dude. You can't even see the freaking ground almost.
Well, a lot of those ones are dead ones, too.
Look at this wall, man. Yeah.
Look at the corner of the wall. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's nasty.
Yeah.
Well, the problem is, because they shed their exoskeleton.
Yeah.
So when they shed into this other flying thing or whatever the fuck they shed into,
it's just another, I mean, it's just the cicada.
They leave behind like this entire fucking alien exoskeleton that is stuck right where they fucking left it.
Yeah.
Dude, you guys should get one of those and bring it in.
They're everywhere.
We have them all over. We had them last year in Austin a lot, dude.
They literally look like aliens.
Because you look and you're like, oh, there's a cicada right there. And it's like, nope, that's the shell.
That's just the shell of one.
Yeah. The kids collected them for a minute. They had a little graveyard of skeletons outside.
They're like soldiers, you know?
Like, when you look at it up close, it literally looks like something out of a scary alien movie.
What's cool?
Like, if it was like 100 times the size.
Oh, yeah.
Dude.
Oh, yeah.
You know what's cool about them?
Men in Black.
They're so big. They're, like, so big in comparison to other bugs that you see, but you can just, like, pick those things up, and when you grab them, like, when you see them, you just pick it up by, you know, by the body.
Yeah.
It starts to go, like, rah, rah, like, it just makes this loud.
It talks?
Oh, they do screams. Loud noises.
It screams, bro. It's pretty sick. But they're harmless fucking things. They're just loud, but I kind of find it peaceful. Like, even when I came
even
when I came in here, I was just like, fucking cicadas are out, man. You know, it's just chirping, man. It's good. I don't mind it.
They make the sound of like an overgrown cricket.
Oh, it's not even that. It's like a squeal.
An overgrown cricket.
Yeah,
like squealing.
Cricket. It's like
cricket.
Like a morbidly obese cricket.
Yeah, like if a cricket was more like.
Yeah. Yeah. Or like a frog.
I don't,
yeah.
I don't wow. even know. I can't do
well,
the
that's
sound.
Hilarious because, like, my wife gets crickets to feed our chameleons now,
oh.
right?
Oh,
just those
yeah.
cicadas, bro. Oh, they'd yeah, be forgot. Fucking, that's like a fucking prime rib for them, dude.
Oh, I bet.
I'll send you a bag of cicadas.
How big are your chameleons?
They're getting pretty big. I mean, yeah, Leonard, he's probably like.
Leonard, that's the perfect name for a lizard.
2 feet?
No way.
I mean, he's fucking long, bro.
Damn, bro.
Like, when he stretches his tail out, like, he's fucking big.
Okay.
So these things are, they're going to get pretty big, except for the female. She's not going to grow much more.
Mm. I never, like, took you as, like, a lizard guy or, like, a.
Dude, I'm not. I'm not into it.
I just never, like, I never even, this. Your wife, I never even really, like, pictured her being.
Yeah,
like, a
I can't imagine
person.
You guys, the kids going, hey, can we get lizards? And you guys going, yeah.
I just,
no,
yeah.
that's all my wife, dude. Any animal in this house is because of my wife.
Mm,
I would fair. Never have an animal ever.
Fair.
But
fair.
That's just me.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe a dog. If I was, like, alone, yeah, you know, like no family, I'd probably get, like, a big dog. But that's no. about it.
Dude.
Like, it's peaceful having the cricket sound. You know what I mean? I feel like I'm outside
oh,
while
when
I'm
they,
inside.
When they take a long time to eat them and they're just in there.
Yeah.
Like yeah. at night, you know, I'm like, oh.
It's a sad like, thing. You know, it's his last moments. You know what I mean? Like, that motherfucker is going
That
down.
Could be your last.
Well, they're going
to
die in, like, a week anyway.
What do I they know, call the sound shit. They make? Like, is that the last crick that
it's
you
the,
make?
The dying crick.
Jiminy Cricket.
I wonder what he's saying. You know what I mean? I wonder if you could, like.
I don't think that's how they talk. That's not that sound doesn't come from their mouths. It comes from them rubbing their legs together.
Yeah, but I feel like that is the, you know what I mean? Like, think of this. It'd be similar to us, like, armpit farting, and that's how we communicate. You know what I mean?
Ooh.
You know? Like, we just make a bodily noise, and we're like, you fart? And I'm just like, yeah, I get you, man.
Oh, yeah.
I can't do that as well, dude. I tried it at work today.
It's with my hands, everybody.
How do you do
I
that?
I can do it out the bottom of my hand, too.
Yeah, he has some, like, on, wet, clammy hands, bro.
Dude, that's
I have
mine,
to,
mine just sounds like a suction cup releasing.
Yeah, that's usually but
mine sounds like yeah. a fucking yeah, dude, yours sounds like sex. It's fucking weird, bro. Yours is like a dry it's like, vagina.
It's like,
yeah.
Yeah, that's a nutsack clapping on something.
Dude, I missed the first part, guys. I apologize. I come into a funny video. Is that what we're
well,
doing?
Well, yeah. So we were talking about Trump and okay. like his arrest and then how much money he's been making.
200
And then
million.
I went down like multiple avenues of what Trump could like.
Yeah,
be
and
doing
how,
to me.
How okay. like there was a theory out there that fucking Israel paid for him to get elected the first time, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got into the whole somehow we morphed from that to
guy on smelling
they're on the guys that came up with religion are on heroin.
Well, we don't have to go back to that, obviously. I will say this, like the 200 plus million is impressive. However, one person donated 100 million. That's pretty, you know, that's a huge donor.
Oh,
so who was that? Who was it?
That was she's the philanthropist. I believe she's I believe she's one of the owners of the Dallas Mavericks. And her husband was a casino tycoon. Guy, kind of guy. He ran some casinos.
Okay.
Now,
that's what I wanted to look up. I wanted to get a list of who donated to Trump.
Yeah.
But
she,
I can't
so
find that
now, here's this one's good. You guys are going to like this. But so she donated $100 million, which is epic. That's huge. That's a lot of money.
That's a massive donation.
And apparently, at least as of this morning, there was some, they were saying that about $70 million of it was coming from small donations of $20 to $40. And 33% of those or 30% of those were all first time donations.
Yes,
from first time donation, which is a good sign that like there are people donating this never has. But the one that they that donated or decided they were going to back Trump today, I thought was very interesting. The CEO of BlackRock
really
came out and said that he is going to support Donald Trump because the economy is shit and the direction we're going in is shit. So
my God.
That's interesting because we all know BlackRock. There's a lot of questionable shit with BlackRock now.
I mean, honestly, I haven't done like a huge dig into BlackRock and what they've done, but I know they own a shitload of
they
shit.
They own a shit. Now, see, here's my thing. I'm also on the same page. I'm that guy that's like, you know what? Like, hey, man, if you are savvy as fuck and you are buying shit and you're putting yourself in that position to buy shit. Now, I know there's way more to the story.
Than yeah.
That. But like, it is what it is, man. Like, they're buying shit. Like, you
but,
know?
But also, say BlackRock is involved in this, let's take over the world, let's make this whole thing the way we want it, and then they can all be our slaves type thing.
Exactly, dude. Deep state, right
so,
there.
But when does it get to the point, like, has it gotten to a point where they were like, okay, I was on board with this, but now you're fucking my business up. And now he's going, and they're going, I can't support doing this if I'm not going to be around when it happens.
Yeah, I don't know. The thing with, and again, I'm with Greg on this. I haven't done enough studying. I know there's certain people that are going to be like, oh, they've done X, Y, Z. And I'm sure they have. I'm sure they've done really shady deals. I'm sure they've done
some
really backstabbing shit. There's no doubt. And I'm sure that they're questionable in all aspects. However.
Actually, the thing that I heard is that they are the ones that profited the most off of the destruction in foreign wars, like Iraq. They were the builders that would come
and rebuild paid stuff.
Get paid to rebuild the whole economies after we go blow it up.
Sure. And listen, that's a real, I get it. That's a real thing that you, but it's hard to speak of it because I know there's ties and I know there's all this stuff. So I'm not trying to make them sound good because I'm sure they're not that great. But I will say this, if you were just in a low level, I put myself in this situation. If you came across, let's say $10 million, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, you know what? I'm not going to be like all the other suckers that win the lottery, dude. I'm going to invest in real estate. I'm going to start buying businesses, right? And those businesses become very, very profitable, right? Okay. And you get $20 million or $40 million of profit. And you go, yo, I'm going to take that $40 million. I'm going to buy more businesses. I'm going to buy more real estate. I'm going to buy whatever. At some point, you're going to have amassed a large amount of property, a large amount of goods or businesses.
Assets.
And you're going to keep going. Like, my question would be, because we're all, you know, we're all peons compared to these people, right? They own everything. But my point is, if you had this business where you were growing exponentially and you were making tons of money and you were buying more real estate and you were profiting off that real estate, buying more real estate and buying more businesses, when would you stop? Like, who would tell you to stop? Like, I would be like, Chris, you have too much real estate, my friend. Yeah, no, you'd like, be like, fuck that, I'm making billions. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, I think there comes a point, too, when, like, especially if a company gets so big, the person that was initially in charge doesn't really make the decisions anymore.
Well, yeah, because you have boards and you have...
Yeah, he's just kind of, like, living his fucking life, and the business is doing business things.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, but that's a problem. Adam Carolla made a good point where he's like, you know, if you put a beaver on top of a building, it's going to try to find wood to make a dam or something. You know what I mean? Like, beavers just make dams.
Yeah.
And so you got, like, these business guys, and they're in it to make money, and that's just what their motive is, dude. It's like, hey, we got to find ways to make money. What a ploy, though. Like, is this a ploy to, like, get people to question Donald Trump? Because what if the deep state's like, hey, let's come out and give money to Donald Trump right now and endorse him? And if we do, his backers will be like, whoa, this is like some deep state fucker backing Donald Trump.
See, I don't want to get to that point, because here's the thing. We've all been talking about for a really long time that eventually the tide's going to have to swing, right? We got to win over these people, because we talk about the universities, we talk about all the major businesses all support Biden.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Right. All the universities support Biden. All the unions supposedly support Biden. At least the heads of the union support Biden. All the top CEOs of Amazon, everybody supports Joe Biden, right? So then when you see people, and again, I'm not using him specifically, whoever this guy, I can't remember his name, but when they do switch, right? When they do go, you know what? Maybe we're on the wrong side. Maybe we need a Donald Trump, right? Then everybody goes, no, fuck that guy. Fuck him. You know what I mean? Like, do we want them to get on the right side of things and start getting us on the right track? Or do we want to just alienate them completely? Because that's the options, it seems, for some people. I actually like the idea.
Well, yeah, I worry about monetary influence on politicians. That's my biggest concern, right? When you have like these big money donations and you have people with a lot of power and assets, like we were talking with BlackRock.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What kind of power do they have over politicians at this point? That's the concern.
They definitely have some for, yeah, they definitely.
Well, that would be the biggest concern is yeah, obviously we would want the companies and the people with the most influence to be on the right side of things. But also, we know what they've done so far. So when they do decide, hey, I think things need to go a different way, does the corruption that had been following them around the whole time come with them?
Well, that's going to depend on the morals of the party that they're supporting. And I think the Democrats have bad morals, personally. I'm not saying the Republicans don't, because they absolutely, there's definitely
corrupt Republicans. There's a lot of them that do, sure.
But the truth of the matter is there is no... At this point, with people donating money, right, CEOs and all this shit, there is mm-hmm. no stopping it right now. We don't have any law against it. There's nothing, you know, they can do it, right? So why not take in some of that fucking cash? I'm sorry. I'm all about taking the money out of it, too. I think that's a great idea. But, like, if they're doing it with the Democrats, why shouldn't we not do
it
ourselves?
You just made me gigantic, bro.
Oh, whoops.
Yeah, you just...
I don't know what's going on.
I was trying to make it bigger for Dave to see.
No, you're good, man.
I fucked it up.
You got real in on Greg there, bro.
Yeah, hey. So,
I get you,
though. My biggest concern is just money, politics, you know, and like you're saying, it's not going away anytime soon. So it's like with the morality, you know, not morality, maybe that's a bad, but like the intention. What is your intention with the money? And if that intention has to do with helping America and making America first, you know, like mm-hmm. that kind of ideas, then let's get on board with it. But it is fishy, you know, with BlackRock.
It always will be. As soon as the things switch, okay, and I think they will, as soon as some of these top CEOs and these big wigs and elites finally get the idea that, like, man, the Democrat Party is fucking us in the ass, okay, and being in these big cities is not helping us and we need to move. If they switch over and they start supporting the Republicans, like, that's a fair thing what you're saying, but like at the same time, it's also a good thing. You know what I'm saying? That they're not donating to something that's going to lead to our schools being fucked up by this LGBTQ shit or the fucking homeless issues that we have going on in some of these major cities. I don't know, man.
I guess I just give too much sway or too much lenience to the fact that the people in charge of these companies like BlackRock know what they're doing, and they have like a crystal ball where they can predict things in the future like way better than anybody else can.
Sure.
Because, you know, like to maintain that much power, you have to have some predictive performance that's pretty accurate. Like where you're looking at the market trends, you're looking at like people, you're looking at the culture, you're looking at like, you know, the tide's turning. Why now? Is it because Trump's running for president?
No, I think what it is like Ban said on here, of course, BlackRock would want that so they can sell all the properties that they have bought. Now, here's the thing. If the economy, listen, we know what they do. They buy a lot of properties.
Can they not do that under Biden, though?
Yeah, but here's the thing. We know this from, look at the interest rates. Look at how many people are actually buying shit right now, right? Who's buying homes? It's slowed way down because the interest rates are so fucking high. Now, if you're a business who owns a ton of properties and owns a ton of businesses and you're trying to sell those businesses,
you have to offload those.
You have to be able to move them. And if the interest is so bad and the economy is so bad that no one's wanting to buy your properties, that is going to majorly affect. I'm not saying they're going to be hurting because they have tons of money, but it absolutely is in their best interest to have people doing well so that they can also purchase from them. You know what I'm saying? So it's the same with all those businesses, right? Like a grocery business that I'm in. Like if people aren't coming to buy those groceries, we're going out of business.
So it may have come to a point where it's starting to get to the position where now it's business over politics.
Of course.
And I mean, it's always been that way. Well, I don't think it's always been that way. When they're doing good, they support the political side that is like gonna give them the kickbacks or whatever. But now the kickbacks aren't outweighing the
fucking. When has going woke ever been like profitable?
Well, up until now.
It's really not been profitable.
It's not been profitable, dude. Like, the whole, like, Nike thing, maybe. Like,
yeah, but that's only been within the last 5 years.
Yeah.
I'm supporting all that shit and everything they've done up until the last 5-6 years has worked for them.
Well, maybe that's
did BlackRock support Joe Biden for president? That's what I don't know. It's like, did they,
I think they did. I'm pretty sure that they did. And I'm pretty sure they've always supported the Democrat. I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure that they have. But maybe here's the other thing.
I don't know that much about it.
I don't either, but here's the other thing that I would say that would be maybe my biggest take from it is the economy a lot worse than we thought because companies like this are switching to Trump? Is Biden's path forward a lot more like dire than we think it is, even though we all know it's bad? Like, these companies to actually come up and say, you know what, guys, I think... Because they had a board meeting. They had something. They're like, guys, we need to maybe change strategies here. You know what I'm saying?
So, apparently, BlackRock has close ties to the Biden campaign and administration. Several executives with BlackRock on their resumes hold prominent roles in President Biden's cabinet.
Mm-hmm. Brian Deese, Wally Adeyemo, and Larry Fink.
I've heard Larry Fink.
Yeah, Larry Fink.
He's
like
the CEO,
the main vein there.
But he did advise the Trump administration
on infrastructure
and COVID-19 pandemic.
Oh boy.
Anyways, that's that. That's what I want to add that 2 cents in there about that money.
Well, add that to list of, you know, questionable things about Trump for me.
Well, to me, that's not a questionable about Trump. That's just Trump didn't ask for their endorsement, I don't think. And so they're switching, I don't know.
But if he's taking their money, it's just like he took $1 million of Pfizer money.
Sure. Sure.
Yeah, but me, personally, it's more of looking at BlackRock and go, what's your play here?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because, we know, how powerful you are. So what's your game?
I would just tell him, I appreciate that cash. Thank you so much, and we aren't going to do shit for you. Other than make the economy good, and hopefully that helps you out. Yeah, maybe that's, who knows, man. But they're always, I'm sure they're trying to slide in his DMs, you know what I mean? Dude, I wanted to play that. I know we didn't get a chance to. We talked about it on the Friday show, on the call-in show, or the Zoom party. But, dude, I showed Chris this video, and I wanted to get your take on this shit. It's on my TikTok. It had to do with the Kennedys. If you remember, I was talking about the daughter.
Oh, yes.
The daughter. I think it was his daughter. I'm not real sure, but
this
her
brings
voice.
This brings a lot of questions about RFK to me.
Chris was just like, RFK's a liar. Like, fuck this.
Well, play it. Let's
so
see.
I think it's his daughter. I could be wrong. It's one of the Kennedys, and they're doing this thing where they're endorsing Joe Biden, the Kennedys, the whole Kennedy family's endorsing.
Yeah, they did
Joe
like
Biden.
A press conference about it.
But listen to her fucking voice, bro. Listen to her voice and tell me that she doesn't sound like the female version of what's his
name. We want to make crystal clear our feeling that the best way forward for America is to re-elect Joe Biden and Kamala Harris to 4 more years.
Is it a familial thing?
Just on that,
listen to her chant, though, bro. She does the chant right
here. Oh, yeah.
Underwater chant right here.
4 more years. 4 more years. 4 more years.
What the fuck? Dude, what is going on with that family?
What the fuck, bro?
I mean, it's two Kennedys out of like 20,000.
And that's
where
I said, is fucking RFK a fucking liar? Because he said on the Joe Rogan podcast that his voice is like that from a vaccine injury.
Mm-hmm. How? Maybe hers was too.
She has the exact same fucking thing.
Well, it could be.
Well,
genetic.
It might be a blood thing in their family. That's why I'm wondering. Like, are they all like?
Well, that's what we're saying. Like, is it hereditary, and their voice just starts to do that?
Well, no. What I'm saying is because they're family, maybe they have something that they are more susceptible to these vaccines.
What are the odds What are the odds?
Pretty high.
Who
if
was
family
that? Was
members.
That his sister?
Sister or daughter? I don't know. I don't know.
What was her name? I'm
going to
look it up.
It says, more than a dozen members of the Kennedy family formally endorsed President Joe Biden for a re-election. Carrie Kennedy, the daughter of former Attorney General Robert F. Kennedy, niece of President John F. Kennedy, and sister of RFK Jr.
Oh.
Called
so
Biden
Jr.
her hero. That's fucking big words.
And see, like, that is just, like, you know, I listened to this one guy who's, like, definitely not, I don't know, maybe he is pro RFK Jr., but he brought up some good points, okay? He brought up like how RFK Jr. is like pushing back against the CIA. He's pushing back against Big Pharma. He's pushing back against like chemicals in the water and stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Where he does have good points that will make you go, hey, yeah, we should be hearing these things. That's why hopefully Trump, because I mean, back in 2019, Trump did invite RFK Jr. to like form this vaccine investigation committee or something, right?
Yeah.
And then Bill Gates visited and told Trump, no, don't do that. Remember, there's like this famous clip where he's being interviewed, Bill Gates. He goes, and I went to Trump and I said, no, don't do that. That'd be a bad idea. You know, he messed up when he was talking.
That's a weird voice.
Did sound weird. Like, don't do that. Maybe. And so like, and then there was right after that, Bill Gates talked to Trump about having a universal flu vaccine initiative. And within that year, Trump signs an executive order for a universal flu something. I haven't really dug that deep into it, but it's like there are these good points where I'm like, why wasn't RFK Jr. allowed to be on that committee, you know, with Trump? I think it would have been good.
Probably would have been good. But, you know,
I don't know.
It was right before the big C.
And I told you, I think that he has some good ideas. And it would be nice to have Trump involve a lot of these people that are, you know, even if they're not all right, nobody's all right. Nobody's all wrong.
No.
Well, there's some that are all wrong. But the point is having him on a cabinet or having him in the committee or doing something, even if it's like environmental shit, you know what I'm saying? Or something that he actually is passionate about, like would be a positive for Donald Trump. You know what I mean? Absolutely. I don't know, man. That family's weird, though. It's a fucking weird family.
Dude, there is.
I was going to say that comment, the top comment on that video. Fucking cracks me up, bro. It says, what is with Robert F. Kennedy's kids? They all sound like they're suffering shell shock.
Oh, man.
That, remember in the dude in the background? I don't know who that guy is, but he's just like fucking yacked out, bro. He's fucking yacked out, man. You have to go to the other way. Go the other way. Look at this motherfucker, dude. Who is this guy?
Oh, shit,
dude.
Oh,
nah, fuck it.
Don't worry about it. There's some dude back there in a suit, and he's got, you know, the top button opened up and shit.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
The other thing was this reporter. You see this with the guy from Canada, the fucking Justin Trudeau or whatever the fuck? They were talking to him, and he was just like, they're like, no one likes you. No one fucking supports you anymore. He's just like, you see that
No,
shit?
I didn't see that.
Look at this, man. It says, reporter finally asked, why are you still in power? She didn't actually say that, but this is only 23 seconds here. Check that. It's fucking great.
Polls have put you 20 points behind the conservatives, and it doesn't seem to be getting better despite your recent communications push from your budget. The public appears to have an overwhelmingly negative view of you personally, and you seem to have lost control of the conversation on some of the key issues that Canadians care about. I think the public might be looking at you and your position right now.
Yeah, there's more to it, but that's... I love it, dude. I love that shit.
Yeah.
No one fucking likes you. No one fucking likes you. Right, Flex?
Gotta call him out.
Right, Flex? And yeah. He'll come up and you don't finish it, but he'll come up and he'll just say, like, well, I disagree with the, you know...
Well, it doesn't matter if you fucking disagree. This is your opinion.
Yeah, it's just your
opinion. Such a creepy... He talks like a reptilian, doesn't he? Like, you might be a...
Yeah, he does. He does. And there's something about him that I really hate. There's something about him that I really fucking hate.
Well, it's
I don't know what it is.
It's because he's so snobby.
He's so snobby, bro.
Like, he has that, like, the way he positions himself, just when he stands and when he, like, looks around, he truly thinks he's better than everybody else around
him.
Oh,
yeah, dude.
He's like the epitome of what South Park makes fun of Canada for.
But then, like, he talks like
Except
Greta
his head
Thunberg,
doesn't go
you know?
Up and down.
It kind of does. What's that,
well,
Greg?
Everything he says, like, he tries to make it sound important, like, there's a bug on the wall, and we must do something about it. You know, it's like, shut up, dude. Like, go back into the closet or something.
God.
But, dude, like, Dave, you said there was a guy behind him in one of these videos that you were saying. Yeah. Did you see the guy behind Fauci today?
No.
He's going viral.
Oh, yeah, because they did the what's it called when what they were doing?
It's like a
testimony
house
or whatever from
Fauci
again.
House subcommittee, you know, select whatever. It's like one of these committees that's like for public only, but it like leads to no nobody getting in trouble.
This guy,
but like
this guy looks like such a burnout too, dude.
But this was when Dr. Fauci was crying in front of the subcommittee because he was saying that he was receiving death threats. His family was being, you know.
Is this old or is this new?
This is this happened
this
today.
This was from today.
Oh damn! This is like O'Doyle rules kind of guy right here.
Yeah,
yeah. Watch this.
Emails, texts, letters. Of myself, my wife, my daughter. There have been credible death
threats. He does it one more time.
Leading to the arrests of two individuals, and credible death threats mean someone who clearly was on their way to kill me. And it's required.
He's like, oh, not a bad idea.
He's like, oh, well,
services essentially all the time. It is very troublesome to me. It is much more troublesome because.
Oh, boo. Oh, no. Oh, it's troublesome to you. Oh, no.
Yeah. That guy is every American.
Well, dude, that guy was right. A Jan right. Sixer that they let out. He was going to go for, I think, 3 years?
He
was sentenced to 3 years in prison, yeah.
Oh, wow, dude. Okay. That's cool. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
I like it, man.
He was getting fucking, he was getting tore up today by people.
I didn't watch any of it, man.
Marjorie Taylor Greene, I saw an interview, like the reporters caught her outside and were saying stuff about it. And inside, she was like pointing out all the shit he had about doing tests on fucking dogs and all kinds of shit. And like all the, he told everyone the whole 6 feet and wear masks and like how all that was bullshit. And she brought up examples of him saying it was bullshit and all this, all this stuff. And she was just fucking grilling him. And then she got stopped by the reporter outside, and she fucking, she's pretty, like, people can think she's crazy or whatever, but she's pretty passionate about how she feels about, at least Fauci, because she's saying, she was, like, saying that motherfucker in there, like, to the reporter on camera and on microphone, that motherfucker,
dude, I mean, Alex
she
Jones
fucking deserves to be in prison. This is fucking bullshit.
Some of that to me is, like.
It could be just theater.
I think it's a lot of theater, man, because it's her. You know, it's her way to kind of step out from everybody else, right? She's the crazy one who speaks her mind and is kind of loony.
But is that not what the American people want?
No, they want genuine. Like,
no, she's the AOC of the Republican Party.
She is. She is. And she's, but see, here's the thing. I think she is. I mean, I'm not saying I like her less or something, like, because she is. She's like the polar opposite. Like, Trump to me is genuinely that way. Like, he always has been that way. He's always been outspoken. He always is like a fuck you attitude. She is kind of, I think she kind of just plays it up a little bit. You know what I mean? Because she knows it sells. I'm not saying that she's not good at what she does or any of that stuff. I'm just saying, like, she knows what she's doing. Remember
Did
when
you see the cat fight?
Yeah.
In Congress?
The eyelashes and shit. It's just dumb. Uh-uh.
Well, yeah, it's like a bleach blonde Butch body.
Yeah, that was.
Baby girl, dude.
Yeah.
Dude, there was a song. Somebody made a song. It's like, bleach blonde, butch body, baby girl. And it's actually really good. It was really, and it was like the voices from the fucking Congress.
God.
Yeah, I mean, it's
but fun. I mean, the fact that the fact to me is she is one of the main people that is actually trying to hold him accountable for the bullshit that he accomplished.
Yeah.
That fucked this country over for a long time and is still fucked over.
Yeah, to me, though, it's like Fauci's just a fall guy, dude. Like, I get that he was in charge and he deserves to go down. He does. But there's so many more people that deserve to go down.
Well, for sure. He was the guy. He was the fucking ringleader of all that shit.
I think, like, fall guy is probably the wrong word. There are hundreds and hundreds of people that are involved. But, like, if he was to go down, I think it would be the guy that you look at and be like, you'd have some confidence then that the rest will probably, and they would probably
be a big domino.
Yeah, because if you were one of those fucking guys that were involved with this and Fauci gets arrested, for example, you would have to shit yourself a little bit. You'd have to be like, fuck, they took out Fauci, bro. Like, are they going to come for me? Like, what the fuck, you know? But Willie, I don't know. The guy's old. You probably see him get a heart attack or something before any of this happens.
I just think they're too good at covering the tracks, man. Like, the receipts, yeah, they gave money to the lab, but who knows what they spent the money on. Like, he didn't give money to the lab to spend it on gain of function, but he could just say that. Like, here's a check for $17 million.
Yeah.
Oh, you just happen to be working on gain of function.
Yeah, research. But there has to be documentation of what you're paying for, right?
No.
No, you can just give money. You can just like, oh, I'm just gonna take this taxpayer fucking money shit and just give it to us.
How audits work. We know how audits work. They're not real fucking great with them. You know what I'm saying? In general. Yeah. And all he has to say is, here's a check for, look at, I want you to study some, dolphin DNA. And then wink, wink, you know what to fucking do. You know what I'm saying? Like, here's that money, but you're not going
to... Wink, wink, I actually want you to make dolphin human reptile transformers.
Yeah, I don't know why that's what I thought of. But you know what I'm saying? They just say, here's a healthy check for you, man. You know, and kind of give them that little shoulder bump, and it's like, thanks, sir. You know? And no one says anything. It's on a fucking paper. They're not going to write that shit on paper.
Well, it happens to be like, we just started funding that lab right after Obama X'd the gain of function here in the United States. So it's like, what are the odds? You know?
Yeah, agree. Mm. I don't know.
Just don't like it. I just don't like it.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of shit that with him. I didn't see all of it. I didn't watch the whole thing, obviously, because those things last for fucking hours.
Yeah.
But there's a bunch of clips I seen. Like, Ben said, Jim Jordan caught him in a lie today. Like, there were several moments where he would say, I didn't say that. And then they brought up the exact example where he said that exact fucking thing.
But it's like all these hearings, though, man. Like, where the fuck do they really go? I mean, it's a big fucking show, and everybody gets their chops in, and you catch these people lying all the time. And then after they go home, they just go, glad that's over, because they know nothing's going to fucking, you know what I mean? They just have to weather the storm for the 5 hours that they're there, whatever the fucking time
Well, yeah, is. Because even if they were to issue, prosecutorial recommendations or whatever it is, like, do you really think that the DOJ under this administration is actually going to do anything about it? Absolutely not.
Dude, I bookmarked this clip. It's 20 seconds long, but from the Vigilant Fox. Apparently, this is a clip of Jim Jordan trapping Fauci into lying under oath. I've never listened to this, so I don't even know. It's 20 seconds.
Okay.
Do you agree that there was a push to downplay the lab leak theory?
Not on my part.
Really?
Really?
Wow. Well, I think most of the country would find that amazing. I still got 11 seconds.
But look at the facts. I've kept an open mind throughout the entire process.
All right, I yield back.
I don't get it.
What? And now, Ricky, do you?
So go back to the thing real quick. Let's see what it says. It says he appears to successfully trap Fauci into lying under oath. I said 11th second. Jordan remarked with a big grin while giving a wink to his colleagues. Jordan asked, "Do you?" Fauci agreed that there was a push to downplay. Fauci said, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, it keeps going on. But according to the information...
Not on my part.
According to the information released by House Republicans, Dr. Fauci prompted the drafting of a scientific paper titled The Proximal Origin of SARS-CoV-2, which aimed to debunk the lab leak hypothesis. The paper was later cited by Fauci to support the theory that the virus had a natural origin.
Hmm.
Okay. Sure. You know, but
so
again,
apparently the not on my part was a lie under oath.
Yeah. Okay. But like, and
what's going to be done, dude?
Nothing,
what's
man. This done? Guy, I hate to say it, because it's sad. It's sad that like these people that fucking destroyed people's lives. I mean, let's be real. Like, they destroyed
for sure.
Businesses, lives, countries. They destroyed it all. And he's a huge part of it. And it's sad that
the governors.
Yeah.
Governors around this United States.
I agree 1,000%. But the sad part is this guy's old and he's going to die in his very wealthy bed. Someday, you know what I'm saying? And probably just not give two shits. And he's never going to have any consequence to it. And it's not just this, man. You got the AIDS things, all this shit, man. He's a bad fucking human being, dude.
Yeah.
He's a bad human being. And I guess maybe that's the big win, is that most of the people in the country, in the world, a lot of people do think he's evil. And he has to be, he's going to die with a lot of people thinking he's an evil person. I guess that's a win. I don't know. Maybe.
Well, and think about the people around the world. Like, who are the Faucis in Ireland or in Australia? You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, remember the freaking ridiculous leaders over in Australia and New Zealand?
For sure.
Oh, yeah.
There was that woman who was just like, you will not go outside. Yeah. You will not see your parents at Thanksgiving. Yeah. I'm like, what is this place? What?
Well, I just seen a thing the other day where somebody, it's still in effect, like where somebody got denied a heart and lung transplant because they hadn't been vaccinated
yet. Yeah. There's a lot of people that died.
It's like, what? What are we doing?
A lot of people weren't, going to hospitals and doctors and shit because they couldn't, and ended up getting cancers and shit that weren't diagnosed at a decent time. And Dude, it was rough.
Well, dude, and the thing that we talked about a while ago that I'm still really concerned about today is the blood supply. Is that whole fucking market just tainted now?
Yeah, it's an interesting thing, man. Now, I did watch a lot of that Dave Smith and Cuomo shit, and that was interesting.
It was really good.
Yeah, I mean, it was... Yeah, listen, I mean, Cuomo has... If you look at it from the base level, it was good. It was entertaining. Cuomo doesn't have much he can say. I mean, he lied about a lot of shit, and he was trying to downplay a lot of shit, and he doesn't have much to say. And Dave Smith pretty much just hit the talking points. I didn't think anything was groundbreaking, but he was just... It was his time to just fucking rip Cuomo apart. And that was entertaining. That was the entertaining part. It wasn't... Yeah. There wasn't anything... Like, oh, wow, I didn't know that. Like, none of that shit. It was just, it was a moment where, and I will give props to Cuomo. I will give props to him. He had to have known he was walking into a slaughterhouse. And he did sit there, and there was times where he's just like, yeah, I don't, you're right. You know what I mean? But he's tried to downplay it so much. And
I did see the clip of that where he, like, tried to say that he wasn't making fun of the ivermectin thing.
And Joe Rogan.
And then he's like, bullshit, you fucking did. You were laughing about it with what? And then he's like, show me the clip. I didn't do that. Where's the clip?
Marked it.
Yeah. Where's the clip at? And he's like, pull the clip up. And they immediately pull it up.
Yeah.
It's so good, dude. It's so good. Like, God. Cuomo just like, and then like he just goes into like this lie of, well, I was talking about the horse ivermectin.
Yeah.
He's like, you were not.
That they don't want you to take ivermectin. Ivermectin is the way to go. Take it. Joe Rogan got better from ivermectin. And by the way, I don't like what people did to Joe Rogan about ivermectin. I don't
you
like
it. You did it.
No, no. No.
No.
Find the clips.
Dude, find the clips. You shamed Joe Rogan.
Find the
you
clips.
You said he's taking horse dewormer. You and Don Lemon were chuckling at each other about it. No. I'll go find
the clips.
First
of all, you just saw the clips. I'm not chuckling. I'm listening to Don. But
no. The clip I'm talking about wasn't on there. And it's absolutely there. Here, do we have it? Hold on. Let's play the clip.
Getting injecting drugs for animals and horse
and people telling them to. What person? You know, you talk about like, you know, cancel culture and who to shame. Ivermectin, a dewormer. Really?
They are shaming themselves.
That's what it is.
They're shaming themselves.
So you're taking a dewormer right now.
What a slaughterhouse for Cuomo.
You can't apologize for that. You weren't being clear that it was this, and you know that, dude. You're being so dishonest right now, man.
I'm not being dishonest.
You were talking about ivermectin, the drug. You were not talking about this version of ivermectin. Come on.
You know what's sad? It's really here's what's sad is because he and this is a lot of the talk was about how he came out and talked about. I think he was using ivermectin. That it's like this, you know, positive thing. And that's where this all came from. But here's the shitty part for Cuomo, because he's obviously a dumbass in a lot of ways. He had the perfect opportunity. He left CNN or they fired him, whichever it was. He's no longer with CNN. He started his own platform, kind of like what Tucker did. Right.
Yeah.
And he has come out. I talked about this a couple weeks ago. He has come out and he has admitted that he was wrong about a few different things. You know what I'm saying? And I think when you actually do listen to him, you're like, OK, he seems a lot more base and level here. You know what I'm saying? A little bit better.
Yeah.
No, I'm not saying he's bad, but here's the thing. Like, why not just come out here and be like, I fucking screwed this whole thing? Because people would respect him so much more if he was just like, you know, listen.
Admitted he was wrong.
I was on CNN.
Like, the audience wanted him to apologize so bad. They're like, dude, why? Why? Like, come on. Everybody knows. It's like, you are just being a fool right now.
It's dumb for him because he could have came out and he could have been like, listen, I was on CNN. We had guidelines. I had to follow those fucking guidelines. Now that I'm on my own, I can talk about this more. And yeah, I think there's things that we fucked up on. And I think there's things that I need to apologize for and other people should apologize for. And people would fucking, you know, and he would get ratings.
If you was just there to like, if he was trying to save his own face, like he could have just done that himself. I had guidelines. I had things I had to say regardless of how I felt. He could have thrown, he could have dug fucking CNN's grave.
Stuff with CNN though.
Okay, don't say that.
You might want to get in. You might want to get back.
Don't even
CNN.
Say that. All you have to say is I was a fucking moron. And I should have listened to other people, and I should have taken all the fucking sides into perspective, and I didn't because it was in a bubble at CNN, and I was in a bubble, and people would just
they gave him multiple opportunities to apologize to,
and he kept saying he's not going to. Like a fucking idiot.
Like, you know what? I don't feel I didn't do anything wrong that I thought was wrong, and it's like everybody's like, oh, come on.
I think that's people though. They don't want to be wrong. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like they don't want to admit that they're fucking wrong, dude.
I think that's a lot of it.
Like even when it smacks them in the face that they're dead wrong, they're just like, mm-mm, ain't gonna do it. I'm standing on my principles. You know, all the while you're taking ivermectin. Yeah, like you fucking weirdo. You know?
He's got an ego to protect.
He does, man.
Well, and what's so weird about that is that whole argument was he was like, we were doing what we were told, like Chris Cuomo, yeah. right? He's like, yeah. we had, there was a lot of misinformation out there. And so we had not a lot of information to go off of. And so he's like, the medical, you know, whatever, professionals were telling us that this was the appropriate protocol and all this stuff. But it, like Dave Smith was like, dude, there was like other like professionals, health professionals telling you to take ivermectin as well. So it's like,
yeah,
you guys were only ignoring, you were ignoring that one side of the science and you were only going down which, whatever you wanted to.
Yeah.
And you admit that you don't know. Well, not no just, one knew.
Not just ignoring. They were destroying careers of the people yeah. that were on the other side.
Yeah.
And that was the same like thing with Don Lemon on that podcast, the Nelk Boys or whatever the fuck they're called.
Yeah.
And he just would not, he could not see the fact that, well, this is what everybody thought. It's like, no, you silenced all the other thought. And then you were just listening to the doctors you wanted to listen yeah. to. And exactly. he was like, no, 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 no. And like Don Lemon is an absolute turd. I mean, there is no hope for Don Lemon. I want to think that Cuomo, like maybe someday he'll get it, you know.
I don't think they will, dude.
I don't hate the guy. You know what's funny is I really don't
hate
him.
I think both the Cuomo brothers are going to go down, and they're never going to get back up.
Well, I think the other brother, he'll be up because his nips are going to hold him up. Those things are fucking, those are crutches, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Show me the necklace.
Yeah, he's like, I can't even fall. These fucking nipples hold me up. You know what I mean?
Oh, God.
That's some cleavage.
God damn it, Jesus. Dude. It's you know, it's I do enjoy this. I'll end it for me on this part, but I do enjoy seeing people having to face the consequence of being so fucking wrong. And whether anything comes from it, I don't know. I don't think anybody knows. But I do love that they're fucking, they're taking backlash right now. Dude.
Yeah, a lot of people.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Good show, guys. Good show, guys.
Good to see you guys, man.
Hell yeah.
All right.
Cheers to you all.
Cheers to everybody.
Thank you, everybody, for joining on Patreon. Everybody, get on Patreon. Join the love. It's a blast.
We'll see everybody on Wednesday. Later.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.